The Prima Gadin in the Psicha HaKoleles, Chela Gimel, Ozayim V'ches, raises the following question. He wants to know, in a situation where, in a mitzvah, where min haTorah you fulfill your mitzvah, but the rabbi is added to the mitzvah, once the rabbi is added to the mitzvah, can you still fulfill your mitzvah min haTorah? In other words, he's discussing, there's a mitzvah min haTorah of Kiddush, and according to the Rambam, min haTorah, you fulfill Kiddush with words alone, and the rabbi is achreo al hayayin, the rabbi is instituted to make Kiddush al hayayin. So min haTorah, when they only had Kiddush bedvarim, that's how you fulfilled your mitzvah. Now that the rabbi's instituted Kiddush over a cup of wine, so clearly if you make Kiddush without a cup of wine, you don't get the mitzvah midrabanan, because you didn't make Kiddush over wine. The shaila is, do I say I fulfill my mitzvah in a Torah of Kiddush, except I didn't fulfill my mitzvah drabanan, or do I say once the rabbis changed the mitzvah and said, Kiddush is no longer bedvarim, not no longer only bedvarim, but it's alayayin. So, min haTorah, I'm not even yotze my mitzvah min haTorah. So that's the chakira of the Prima Gadin. Whether once the rabbis instituted something, does it uproot the mitzvah min haTorah? Well, no, I still get my mitzvah min haTorah, just lacking in the mitzvah derabbanan. So he wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah and Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph talks about someone who's sitting with Rosh Uvarubo, the majority of his body, in the Sukkah. But Shulchanu B'Sochavai is, but the table is inside the house. Even though he's eating in the Sukkah. But the table's in a place where it's not a kosher Sukkah. So Beishamai Poslim Ubeis Hillel Makshirin. And we passing like Beis Shammai that it's a no-go. And Tosis points out, what do you mean it's not good? Beis Shammai says, Im kein hayisi noigo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. If a person who only ate sukkah in this manner doesn't fulfill the mitzvah at all, what does he mean? So Tosis writes over there in Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in Sukkah, even though he only violated a rabbinical prohibition, Xerah D'Rabbanan, because Min haTorah is eating in the Sukkah, Mikol Makom Kiyam Mitzvah Sukkah Afilo Midoraisa. Tosis says, even your mitzvah Min haTorah, you did not fulfill of eating in the Sukkah. Obi D'Ran disagrees and says, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah properly, but you still get the mitzvah in haTorah. You haven't done it b'shleimuso. Like we have in Arvei Pesachim, Kuf Tezayim Abeis, and we say in the Haggadah, Kol Mishu Amar Shol Shorim Eilu B'Pesach L'Yotche Dei Chavaso. So what does that mean? Do I actually don't get any mitzvah? No. So that's what the Ramai, Shlo Kiyam Mitzvah Karoi. So it's a machlokes rishonim, but what do we see from Tosfos? That afilo min haTorah, you don't get the mitzvah. Whereas we find like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the beginning of Brachas, we know min haTorah you have all night for Kriya Shema. But the Chachamim said, they made a siag ad chatzos. So there's a Rabbeinu Yonah quote, that even min haTorah, once the Chachamim says you should do it at Chatzos, but even though min haTorah you have all night to say, but the Chachamim say it's at Chatzos, therefore they change, even though it's more difficult here, because what are you actually violating? It's not like, we're just talking about Kriya Shema, but it's a discussion there, but either way, So the Prima Gadin says, we have Tosfos in Sukkah that says, O kiyamta mitzvah sukkah min haTorah, you don't get the mitzvah. Or according to Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, that if you say Kriya Shema after Chatzos, you don't get the mitzvah at all. Pasha, if you don't paskin that way. So that's what the Prima Gunna wants to write here. Or he raises the same shiloh about someone who davens. We know we have a special Shmon Esrei for Shabbos that we have during the week. But let's say someone who davens the regular Shmon Esrei, and he mentions Shabbos. So in the Torah, he fulfills this mitzvah. But the question is, since the rabbis, institute a new bracha, does he fulfill the mitzvah? So that's what the Prima Gadna raises here. Even though it's in the Torah, you do Kiddush B'dvarim. But once the Chazal instituted that you say Kiddush HaLayayin, so he thinks, Af min HaTorah lo yatzu. That's the shita of the pre-Megadin, that if you do Kiddush, not HaLayayin, Kiddush B'dvarim, not only don't you fulfill your mitzvah midrabbanan of Kiddush HaLayayin, you don't fulfill your mitzvah min HaTorah. And with that would explain the famous Kasha. They ask, if based on the Rambam, according to the Magen Avraham, that you don't say Kiddush B'dvarim, to the Magen Avraham says, it comes out, you fulfill your mitzvah of Kiddush Friday night in Davening, when you say the Bracha, Brachat Hashem, Akadish HaShabbos. So the Shaila is, if a woman hasn't Davened yet, so a woman, Nashim Chayavim B'Kiddush Hayom Min HaTorah, so how could a husband be mostly his wife? So based on the Prima Gadin, he's saying you don't get the mitzvah. Since you violated Sadachana Drabbanan, so therefore you're not Yotzei Kiddush, and therefore both you are obligated in Kiddush Min HaTorah. But it's interesting, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he wants the Miyashev, because there's other cases we have. There's a Rabbi Kiva Eger regarding blowing shofar on Shabbos. Let's say, we know the Min HaTorah, you're chayiv, according to the Bavli, Min HaTorah, you're chayiv to blow shofar on Shabbos. But Midrabanan, Gzeira Shema Yaviru Daud Amas Bershus HaRabim. What happens if someone goes ahead and blows shofar anyway? So Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that one fulfills their mitzvah Min HaTorah of shofar. And then there was a discussion, let's say someone is going to blow on Shabbos, if there's an Indian to hear or not. So Rabbi Kiva Eger seems to say that you could be Yotzei your mitzvah of shofar, or at least Min HaTorah, there is some type of kiyum. If you hear it, there is a kiyum Min HaTorah of shofar. And another case, so we have the case of Sukkah, and we have the case of shofar. So if C. Pexler Frank wants the Michalik, he wants to point out that we can make a distinction between the Psul Sukkah and blowing shofar on Shabbos. The Mesukkah Hare Mefurish Hapsula. Umikaven Shapsula, Efshar, that explicitly it's possible, that it says it's no good. Umikaven Shapsula, Efshar Damiru Dereyam Gamma Dereisago Yata. And that's the definition of a sukkah. Chazawa defining the Chefta Shel Mitzvah. But by shofar, they didn't puzzle the Tekia was Psua and the Gavra, not the Chefta. So the by sukkah, we're talking about defining the Chefta Shel Mitzvah, so then the Chachamim could define what a sukkah is. If you're not in the sukkah, so even in HaTorah, you're not Yotzei. But by shofar, it's on the Gavra, and therefore, maybe you shouldn't do it, but if a b'di'evid, one could be Yotzei. So, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to say that perhaps, that against the Prima Gadin, and there's a third level, so when they psul in the chafsa, so they're defining the wall of the sukkah, so it's a no-go. If it's on the gavra, they're telling me not to do it, they're not touching the mitzvah. Like Yesh Kolach Akor B'Shevi Al Tasa, There's a Eish Koach B'Yachal Kamim La'akor. What does that mean? They get to uproot the mitzvah completely, or they can just tell me not to do it? So that's what the... So he wants to argue with the Prima Gun and said, once the Chachamim instituted Kiddush Alayayin and Kiddush Mamakam Suda, so therefore Kiddush B'Dvarim Ibi Minat Torah is no good. So Rav Yitzchak Frank wants to point out that no, you can, it's different. By Sukkah, it's no good, assuming you hold it's no good because it's in the Chefsa. By Shofar, you shouldn't do it, but Yiyote Minat Torah because it's only on the Gavra. But this institution is even different. It's just the Sherabban Hosifu, Sheyo Alayayin Olapas. The Chacham were adding to the mitzvah. They weren't redefining it. They were saying you should, it's Yotir Tov to make Kiddush over wine or bread. But we're not saying if you don't, it's Pasu. It's a Chiyav Greater Shakiddush Yagam Alakos. But Chayin Afil Go Kiyim Es HaMitzvah. So he says, even if you don't have yayin or pas, you could do it this way. But here they're just adding on a separate. That's what Rav Usher Rice writes in the Minchas Usher. The rak b'makam shetiknu chazal l'migdor milsa, v'lasos harcharko is a Torah. It's only when the Chazal set up something to in protection mode, Gamigdar Milsa. Ukshanasa Shalom Kitika Chazal. The Rak Bazed Nasnu Tokef Atum with the Rayam. Gadeh Laharkas Adam and Aveiro, Bitlu Agamre Mitzvah Satorah. They wanted to keep away from doing Aveira, so they told you can't even do the Mitzvah the way it was set up originally, Minat Torah. But over here, it's just the Takana in order to add to the Mitzvah. So therefore, it's not a problem. So you have a Prima Gadin who says that if one makes Kiddush Bidvarim and not over Yayin and Kiddush B'Makam Sudos, even in our Torah, they're not Yote. Well, we don't assume like that, either because we're choleik on the principle, or even if we agree with the principle, that there's a distinction between Sukkah, which is a Psul Gavra, a Psul Chefsa, Shofar, which is only a Psul Gavra, and when it comes to wine for Kiddush, it's just the Hosafa Greater, we're just adding to the mitzvah, and as Usher Weiss points out, we'll only give it the Tokyo of uprooting the mitzvah in our Torah if it's L'migdor Milsa, is it to stop us from doing Aveira. So that's a major discussion among the Achronim.